This is Vatican Radio, and I'm Susie Hodges. Pope Francis's remarks at his Sunday Angelus, where he denounced the illegal arms trade, made headlines in many areas around the world. But how much is known about the shadowy trade in illegal arms? And does it help to fuel conflicts around the world, as the Pope suggested it might? To find out more, I spoke to Kate Stearman of the UK-based NGO Campaign Against the Arms Trade.
We welcome his remarks. It's very good to see that the Pope is challenging the world's arms trade, even though at the moment he does seem to be focusing mainly on the illegal arms trade, which is a relatively minor part of the global trade in arms.
Well, just how big is the global arms trade, and then what is the percentage, if it's known, of the illegal arms trade?
The arms trade is a fairly secretive sort of business, so it's always extremely difficult to be able to calculate values. However, some research from 2007 estimated the value of legal arms sales around the world as approximately $60 billion. The what's called the black and the grey market, that is a sort of legal and semi-legal market, might amount to another $5 billion. So you can see that the legal arms trade, which is conducted by governments, approved by governments, supported and promoted by governments, is vastly bigger than the illegal trade.
Pope Francis, in his remarks, he's wondered whether all this illegal arms trade could be fueling wars around the world. I mean, is there evidence to support that?
We know that arms sales are immensely profitable for companies, whether it's legal or illegal. So in that case, wars are very good for business. For example, the world's largest arms companies have done very, very well out of the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. Now that Western countries are pulling back from those areas, they've been suffering, so they're searching for export markets in other areas. In the case of Africa, we know that illegal weapons dealing has certainly fueled the conflicts in Central Africa and West Africa.
And I know that the UK is a major arms exporter, and right now there is a huge arms fair going on in London, right?
Absolutely. Although it's in the UK, it's attracted buyers and sellers from right around the world. We have the world's largest arms companies here, lots of smaller specialist companies. And although we don't know the invitation list of military delegations who will be coming, because it's not going to be released until the fair actually opens, we know it will contain some of the world's nastiest and most despotic governments.